Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Apologies, everyone, for being so late here, but I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
You ain't gotta apologize to them. They don't fucking know.
Oh, that's true. That's right. They don't know.
They ain't doing this live.
I forgot.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I saw that video and your pretty ass in the background. I was just like, oh yeah, we doing this live. This is the last drop. It is cocktail month / shitty alternative music of the early to. Is 2010
this
considered
is the 2000s?
Like, yeah, 2000s. Fuck it, let's just say 2000. Yeah. There we go. Yeah,
I got the one I got today is from the year 2000. So yeah,
I have two, but I have one, but I need.
I was like, you got the honorable mention. Yeah, obviously we had that too, but yeah,
not really an honorable mention, but it's more of a. I looked it up, and it is considered.
It's like a 1A and 1B.
Well, I can see it. I looked it up, and it is considered alternative rock, but it kind of sounds a little grunge, if you will. Grunge. So okay. I'm just gonna throw it out there and see if we're gonna determine this as alternative rock.
Man, I wonder if our picks are like cross pollinate. That'd be kind of funny.
Hey, you know, you're not supposed to cross the
pick the same thing.
You know,
that's what they say.
To,
yeah,
you're not supposed to cross the streams, Cody. But I crossed.
Hey, but it worked out. You saw Ghostbusters. That shit worked.
Yeah.
I got rid of Zool.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I had a lunch with a buddy of mine at Sony yesterday, and he asked me to watch that new Ghostbusters trailer, and he's like, I know you probably don't even watch movies, and I said, no, I don't even watch trailers, so no, I don't watch enough TV to see trailers. So he was just like, let me just show you the new trailer for Ghost, and I was just like, oh man, do I really got to fucking watch this? I said, I've already got my Ghostbusters shit, and so I just asked him like, so what's the consensus of everybody liking this or what? And he was just like, we're getting a lot of positive feedback on it. And I was
yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
All right, so I watched it. That shit looks silly as fuck. Okay, like I was like, what?
Oh, I look kind of cool. I mean, I like the trailer.
It looked like some children's shit. I was just like, oh, what?
Yeah, it's a bit of a little Stranger Things vibe on there.
Okay,
I was glad to do something different and not try to like ape the original films. So, like they're doing something.
That's not what bothers me. That's what I like. I actually don't mind that. That didn't bother me or whatever. Mm-hmm. I said, so, what silly shit looked different from this from the last one in the trailers?
Well, the last one. Yeah, they had the whole female thing. Everybody thought it was all agenda based.
See, that's what I'm getting at here. That's exactly what I'm getting at here. So,
but that was at the height of that era of like that man child. Like, oh my god, you're ruining my childhood. That was like the height.
Yeah,
people kind of calm down. They're still
people calm down.
People calm down a little bit.
Oh, thank you, Cody, for clearing that for me now because I didn't understand that. I was so if people calm down from that.
People are a little more calm, and I think the reason to calm too, the OGs are coming back. They're in the movie too. Oh. That's probably why they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, we cool with it.
Okay, because I watched this, and then I watched, I've seen the trailer. I'm not even talking about the movies or itself, or whatever, because I give a fuck about the movies or the property itself. Around it, they both gonna wipe my ass and ground. but I'm watching that trailer, and I'm watching this one. I'm going like. I see some little fucking marshmallows that look like some children's shit. I see a bunch of annoying ass little kids. I said, so what is the goddamn difference of this shitty ass comedy compared to the last comedy? They both suck.
Last one, they like I said, it was the height of that era. They said it was agenda based, and this one just the worst they said about this one is they like some Stranger Things shit. That's the worst they said.
Isn't that like a positive? Isn't that like a positive?
Kind of, yeah.
Because didn't people love Stranger Things?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
All right, I just wanted to know the answer to that question because I watched that trailer and I just looked at him and I said, so people liking this one, right? And he said, yeah, people like it. I was just like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, a lot has changed in 5 years, man. You'd be surprised.
Oh, okay.
They changed. I mean, there's still those assholes out there that get mad at shit. Of course, they're still out there, but it's not to the extent as it was back when we were doing our thing. There's nowhere near that.
Oh, so nobody gonna call
that
me
shit.
Nobody gonna call me a death bred breeding monkey for saying fuck that property right now.
Yeah, nobody gonna tell you just read off a synopsis and tell us the director.
Tell me how to review
the runtime, the rating. Yeah,
tell me how to review movies going forward.
Yeah. Hey, brother, I didn't ask your motherfucking opinion. This is a goddamn Wikipedia page, bitch.
I just need you to click on IMDb. He just need you to tell me what's going on. Who's in the movie? The runtime and who directed it?
Read that? Nah, motherfucker, I want you to read it for me.
Read it. That's entertaining to me. You read that to me.
That was no bullshit. People actually got that right.
That actually happened. Man, I wish I could remember what episode that was. But yeah, because I know that's archived somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, and I actually did review a movie that way, and it was that Alexander, the not so bad, whatever it was called and shit. I reviewed it just like that, and people was asking me, I didn't get your opinion of them. I said, that's not how you review movies. That's not what's important right there. I read IMDb like I was supposed to, and I ended the review. That's how it ended. And, you know, I never heard back from that guy how he appreciated that review neither. So
crazy.
I don't know if he just wanted to listen to my voice or whatever. Can you imagine he's jacking off to my voice? And he's going like,
read the fucking name.
Yes.
Oh. I can't get off because you're telling me your thoughts. You're like,
it's almost like to use politics or whatever. It's like I'm a liberal. He's a right wing. And he probably just went,
God damn, all these liberal thoughts or whatever. He could sound so hot if he just keep it with just the names and directors. Oh boy, I'm almost there.
And then I said, you know, something about like women deserve equality. And he said, oh, can't even finish now. He had to bring that up.
God damn it. He's had to be woke. Cut your eyes shut, god damn it. Uh-huh.
Bet that motherfucker is sipping a strawberry banana smoothie as he said that too. Whatever, you know, liberal smoothies.
I'm drinking your green juice.
Oh,
yeah, you fucking bitch.
Oh, curse them with all their health consciousness.
Which, by the way, speaking of music today, I got my Daft Punk rocking.
Representing
the realest of real.
Recipes
right
to the robots, greatest duo ever.
Well, only one died. Hold on now. Wait.
Oh, I forgot about that. Sorry. Rest in peace to the robots. That punk's the greatest duo ever.
Guy Manuel's still walking that desert until his chips get fried.
Still, yep.
You know what? If he's in California right now and he's walking that desert, it's so goddamn hot this weekend that maybe he did get his chips fried.
I was about to say, yeah. He probably just melted away right at this point, right?
Man, what a transition from Friday to Saturday. Cold as fuck on a Friday and hot as a motherfucker on Saturday. Jesus.
Man, Los Angeles and global warming, man. What's not to like?
I wonder what that death would feel like when we die from global warming. You know, are we just going to fry it and be like, I'm melting.
It's going to be like that. It's going to be like, remember that scene in the Chronicles of Riddick? That was the funniest shit ever. You remember when that dude voluntarily walked into planet? He saw his actions slowly disintegrate. That shit was hilarious. Oh my God, let me pull that up right now.
Hey, biodigital jazz, man.
First line of it. Oh my God.
You remember when he hollered though, when his ass faded away? He's like, ah!
Oh, here we go, right here. Purifier death scene. Chronicles of Riddick.
What do they call it? Purifying death
scene. The purifier death scene. Chronicles of Riddick.
That was the best part of that movie, too, by the way.
That was easily the best part of the movie. Sucked ass. That was the best part. They tried to make Riddick this big sci-fi epic. That's not fucking Riddick. Riddick is like some hardcore, down south, grungy type fucking dark sci-fi. And they tried to change that shit into fucking Star Wars.
That's when everything tried to be Star Wars, too.
Mm-hmm. Fucking watch this shit. Okay, I gotta say this to you. I'm sorry. This shit is hilarious.
I'm watching it right now.
Are you going to the 2 minute 40 second mark?
Oh shit.
That was
my volume ain't working.
I tried to raise his hand. Oh, he's trying to block the fucking sun.
Oh shit.
He tried to put it.
It's like, oh God, maybe this will help.
Oh, maybe he was like, what's his name? And
he's still walking.
And that day after tomorrow.
Oh shit. That shit is hilarious.
You remember that? It's kind of like we always talk about that day after tomorrow when he closed that door.
And then, to block out the cold.
Yeah, to block out the cold and shit. That's what this brother was trying to do. He's like, I seen Jake do it, you know? Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that was Jake Gyllenhaal.
That was right. That was before he became the greatest actor alive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this shit's funny right here. All right, I think
that
I got my
hilarious.
I got my volume.
Okay. Our music is hilarious too. Somber as fuck. They try to up the stakes of the music.
Oh, look, you see the look on Vin Diesel's face? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit. Yo. Oh,
fuck.
You know what he said when he saw that? He said, I gotta write a song, Feel Like I Do.
Feel Like I Do. I don't feel like you.
You forgetting I downloaded that on my Apple Music.
Yeah, so I deleted that shit immediately.
So when I have Shuffle on, that shit comes on, I go like, what the fuck? But I can never turn it away, though. I always listen to the whole way.
It's,
I go like,
it's too good. It's way too good.
Because I'm trying to figure out, why is a 50-year-old man singing like he talking to some college student or something like that?
Who feel like I do.
Out on a Tuesday night in this town. What town does this brother live in? Is that what I want to know?
I have no idea.
Who goes out on a Tuesday night? All I want to do is shake it when I get on.
He's only single, huh? He never came on like a pool album? No? No, he's only single, right?
Let me look it up. Never know. Because I tell you what, we're reviewing that album.
Oh, shit. You got Vin Diesel, man. You got that right.
Gotta make Vin Diesel inspire Coronas. Shit, Cody.
Does he have a full album?
No, but he does got another single, though.
Oh, does he?
It's old, though. It came out in 2020.
Wait, Days, that's when Feel Like I Do came out.
This Days Are Gone.
Kind of singer.
Oh, then I guess this came out right. All right, here we go.
Days Are Gone?
Damn, did we review that last year?
Days Are Gone?
No, Feel Like I Do. Was that
Feel Like, we talked about that. Oh, yeah, plenty. Yeah, I remember that.
Damn, was it that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was 3 months ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Laughing about that shit. So he came out a new single right after then, Cody.
And, Days Are Gone, okay.
I just want to send a special thank you to Sony Music Entertainment for Sony holding it down with the music stream and giving him his platform.
Yeah. What is this motherfucker saying? Look at the first comment on here. I'm really out here crying to Vin Diesel song, huh? 2021 gonna be
the album cover. Look at the album cover.
She has this Apple Music. Oh shit.
Yeah, Cody.
I'm on YouTube right now.
Oh, listen to those lyrics. Hold on.
Oh,
oh,
oh shit. Man, the season came and went like snow.
Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, it's Thursday. Hold on, let me see if he finished the rest of the days.
What the fuck you know about chasing paycheck after paycheck? Shut the fuck up, Vin Diesel. I hate when artists do this shit. Act like they're going through the struggle. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, fuck this dude. I can't stand that shit.
I hate that shit too, actually. That's why we got so mad at Kyrie Irving talking about all fighting for
don't
people.
You miss those? I'm looking at the lyrics right here on YouTube. This motherfucker said, don't you miss those days when we didn't worry about anything? Motherfucker, what was the last time you worried about something, baby?
Oh, I'm looking at the lyrics too.
Please.
Apple Music pulls
up. Oh, okay.
I was reading it too here. It says, Monday, Tuesday, I wonder where these days went. Wednesday, Thursday, times keep steady racing. Nigga, that don't even rhyme. Hold on. What? This song was written by Noah Macbeth, Patrick Martin. It took three people to write this fucking song, Cody. That's a damn shame, right?
It sounds like it hurts when he sings. It's like he's struggling. Anything.
So you don't see yourself dancing to this at Coachella's with your hands up in the air and you just...
Well, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go back home when the shit comes on.
You're gonna go to this
goddamn motherfucker.
Can I get my $500 back for my...
Oh, Lord. They got that generic production again that kicks in right now.
You think Zemo be getting down to this in the club, Cody? Think he is a
Vici? This shit is terrible.
So which one's worse? Feel like I do with this one?
I don't know. This one's a little more offensive, I think. He's talking about chasing paychecks and shit. And like he's struggling.
He said on Fridays he's checking paycheck to paycheck, Cody. Oh, look, did you see this line? It says, I remember not too long ago, racing up the hills passed on, promising to never let it go or forget the taste. Of you. You see that last line? It says, or forget the mm-hmm. taste of you.
Yo, I haven't probably let it go yet.
What?
Yeah, sorry, some. If you watch the show You, it's not like the motherfucking Joe from that show. That's what that sounds like.
Cody, not only do I watch it, I embrace and love that show. So,
what if you would?
Yeah. So I had a homegirl. The homegirl was the one that told me to watch that show last year during the pandemic, and she said she'd watch it with me via Zoom or whatever. Mm. And I couldn't take my fucking eyes off it. I said,
it's actually a really good show. I never thought I'd be into this shit, but I love it. It's a great show.
When he started jacking off outside that woman's window, I said, I understand where you're coming from. You know, I'm rooting for Joe Cody to find his one true love. And when season three just wrapped up and told him he's looking for the one, I said, I hope you find the one, Joe. I'm rooting for you, buddy. But I tell you this, Joe, I mean, Cody, what I love about Joe, he loves black women because he don't never fuck them over.
No, he don't discriminate.
No. He loves, and you notice he never do anything wrong to them neither.
Mm-hmm.
First season, third season, and second, he dated them black women, and
mm-hmm.
he loved them, man. He loved them enough to say, I can't love you the way I love this person. I appreciate, I respect Joe a lot. Now, his wife, look, that's a crazy bitch. Even her, she crazy.
She's fucking insane. Absolutely fucking insane.
I'm glad.
Crazier than him.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he took her out because he needs to find happiness.
Go.
And I hope he finds happiness. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him hard. I'd like to be his friend.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, to you, Joe. Cheers.
That was crazy ass.
I don't think he's crazy. I think he's sane.
Of course you would.
I mean, he's doing everything he can to love his girl. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, he really is doing everything he can. Well, literally everything.
I mean, so what if he snuck into their houses, check their phones and shit like that? Like, he's trying to find out what makes them tick, what they love, so he can get in on them. And so what if he murders a few of their friends or something like that? Them friends were toxic as fuck, okay? So they need to die, all right? They need to go. I mean, come on, Peach. She was a bitch. She needed to die, so.
Damn. I mean, she wasn't the best person, but damn. Like that.
He tried to drug her friend and get her raped. I'm glad Joe smashed a rock upside her head. You know, I was just like, I said, hey, however, whatever it takes. Cody, if I was in love with you like that, dude, I'd smash a rock over. You said, I think you said your friend's name was Chris. If Chris ever caused harm to you, I'd smash a rock.
I'm sure you would.
Fucking head.
I'm sure you would.
And I would follow the Joe method of burying his ass. And plus, he was so good with kids. Oh, my God, Joe. What a gem he was, man. Especially to the urban community. He helped that Puerto Rican boy out in New York and shit. I was just like, this dude is such a... Oh, and then he got to fuck that hot-ass neighbor in season two. Ooh. Ooh. He got to fuck her in the street, too. I was like, ooh, there's some dirty, kinky shit, too. Ooh. That's my favorite scene. I rewind that shit religiously. It's like better than porn because I've already watched all the videos on porn. And I sometimes close my eyes and go like, is that me? Ah, yeah. It is. Ooh.
I see it's really connected with you on a personal level. I see.
Yeah. I wasn't too much of a fan of season three. Me and my friend confirmed. It got a little.
It got insane.
I wouldn't even say it got insane. I forgot what my problems were with the episode. A few episodes though, but
probably like a bit too many episodes. I think is what it was.
Yeah, that too. A little bit. There was a little dragging on. Some of it was like too much of a coincidence, and it kind of got a little repetitive and not as, in a way, with season one and season two, there was a lot of charm to it as well. I feel like it lost some of that in season three, and we were just kind of going into motions, which I was like, okay, whatever. So, and then Love, I just couldn't stand her ass in this season. So,
she was a horrible human being.
I just like, where was this transition in season two? I mean, she's fucking the neighbor's kid and shit like that. And it's just like,
yeah, the teenage boy, that yeah.
And underage. Then she getting mad at Joe. I was like, what's going on here? What is going on here? I think men should watch this show with women. That's the only way it should work out. Because I watched it only with women, and I love to get their perspective on him. And people say I give Joe too much of a pass and not enough pass to love. I gave all the passes to love in season two. Season three, I was like, fuck this woman. I hope he murders her ass. And sure enough, my wish was granted. So I thank you, Joe. He's like fucking Thanos. He grants us my wish and shit. It's like, I'm going to rub his lamp and a fucking genie pops out. And if I want people gone.
Hey, man, you and Joe like this. He's like your spirit animal.
He's my spirit person. That's my soulmate. Yeah. Yeah. That's my soulmate. I think my fiance who passed, I think she got reincarnated as Joe.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't say about that.
I need to find him. I need to fuck him. That's what it says. Yeah. Joe, I will fuck the ever loving shit out of you, dude. Like, seriously.
That's you, season five, right there.
Yeah. You can kill
Cody. Going up to Joe.
Yeah.
My, yeah. You tried to kill me for years anyway. So, yeah, I guess fall right in line with that. So that's not a shock there.
Take the skin off his face first.
Yeah. Jeepin' creeper shit. And my shit hanging.
You ain't so pretty now, huh, bitch? Days Are Gone, Vin Diesel. Oh, speaking of albums, let me go ahead and give another shout out to the album that finally fucking came out. That is fucking Silk Sonic. Hold on, let me download this Vin Diesel song real quick. Here we go. That is Silk Sonic, An Evening with Silk Sonic. Ooh, so silky smooth, baby. That's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Anderson .Paak to me is like the next Pharrell Williams, if you will. This motherfucker is in every project. I mean, just everything.
He really is.
This dude, and he's talented as fuck too. I mean, he plays instruments or whatever and shit. Like, keep a lookout on this dude. He was in. He did albums last year and this year. He helped produce on. I didn't even know he was part of. I was like,
he had a track on Shang-Chi just came out.
He produced the Leon Bridges album that just came out. 2 months ago, I think, or something like that. I was like, God damn, this dude is just every fucking project he can get his hands on. So this dude is like, I'm telling you, next 5 years, you're going to be hearing some Pharrell Williams shit about him or something like that. Like, this dude is hot, all right? So him and Bruno Mars, they teamed up, formed this group, this band, if you will, called Silk Sonic, you know? Silk Sonic. And these brothers are smooth and cool as fuck. I mean, these songs they come out with, I love this song, Smoking Out the Window. I love the video. Have you seen that video, Cody?
I have not.
Oh, you got to watch the video. There's a scene where he talks about, like, he being a little bit dramatic, that he wish he could die. And then Anderson .Paak just dies on the ground. And you see his dead body there. And then he just gets back up and starts singing and shit. This shit was, like, funny as fuck, dude. Like, this song is called Smoking Out the Window. Wait a minute. This love started out so tender, so sweet. And now she got me smoking out the window. Oh no! Most the year-long anticipated album, by the way. Everybody's been waiting for the fucking album. All saw on Friday, keep posted. About damn time. Damn, finally. The only problem I got with the album, it's only got 9 goddamn songs on it. Like,
it's only 9 songs?
Yeah.
That's a streamlined album.
And every song was fucking good, so... That's a last drop for me, man. I mean, I was going to go 3.5, but that was because of the track length, but... You made a 9-track album and every song hits. I mean, here's the part in the video.
This bitch.
People was using that shit all weekend long.
Yeah,
like, watch Anderson .Paak now in the video.
Oh shit, there he goes. Yeah, the fuck happened? I turned away for a second. He's on the ground.
He died, dude. He died and then he got back up.
Oh, there he goes again. Oh, okay. Got back up again. Okay. What the fuck?
That shit had me laughing my ass off. I was like, oh shit, he literally died.
I like it. I'm trying to look at the moment where he drops. I completely missed that.
Because he said,
yeah, literally.
he says a line. He says, "I hate to be dramatic, but it makes me want to die." And he literally just fucking dies. Like he just.
Oh, here we go. Okay, there you go. Because you see, like, kind of going to the ground. You see, like, fall. So that's why I was like, oh, okay. Usually, cut back. He just. That's fucking hilarious. And his goal about the video, like,
nothing happened. Like, yeah,
that's pretty funny. I like it.
Because when he first fades away, you think it's that transition, like he's leading out of the shot and shit. But then when it zooms the camera out on Bruno Mars singing, you just see Anderson laying there. I was like, oh shit, he really did die. But then when it's his turn to sing, he gets back up and like jumps right back in the frame, like this bitch.
This bitch.
People was posting that clip all fucking weekend long. There was somebody saying, IRS sent me a notice saying I owe them taxes, and it said,
that's funny. That is meme material. That is perfect meme material.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was thinking of posting it because I was going to say, oh, I found a Weller foolproof, but it said $300. This
just that clip with him on the ground, too, laying down. That's probably fucking meme potential, man.
Anderson Paak, man, that's a talented, fucking entertaining dude right there. Like that dude, I'm not lying when I say, like, oh, he's easily like that next Pharrell. You always wonder, like, oh, who's gonna be like the next big like behind scene music genius and on camera or whatever. And you know, Pharrell obviously became that. Now I think it's Anderson Paak's time now. So but that brother's funny as hell, and he's clean as hell, and he provides very good music, I must say. So shout out to the only good album we'll be talking about this episode.
Got that right. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The statement made more true in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's about to.
We're about to get into some shit. So how should we start this off, motherfucker? How should we get into things?
Oh, I'm about to start it off with this track right here, Cody. So I just type it in. That's the first thing that fucking comes up. So this song came out in 2006, I believe, from this band. And it's pretty fucking awful, too. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's really awful. 2006 was when, like, rock turned into, like, alternative rock and then kind of was in that grunge phase.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe I should just come up with another song just in case we don't classify this. But then I looked it up and it said alternative rock. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to argue with what it says on there. But I listened to this song. I watched this video yesterday and I said, this is just fucking awful. Like it's really bad. And now he's really trying to. And he's got like, I don't know if he's having like a fucking stroke in the video, Cody, but he's like shaking and shit. And it's like really fucking disturbing at some point. But the name of this band, first off, have you ever heard of this band called Hinder?
Hinder?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, so good old Hinder. Here, let me just go ahead and send that your way, sir.
I just searched them up on YouTube.
And I'm like,
the first I saw the name of the song, and I think I remember the song. Yeah, this is what I remember. This is fucking awful.
I looked it up before we just started here. It is in every list of like worst songs of the 2000s.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go.
So the name of this song, people, is called Lips of an Angel.
Yep. I do remember this.
This fucking song is horrible, Cody. Like, yeah, it's fucking horrible. Because at first I was like, I'm not going to go with this song just because I feel like it's more grunge a little bit than alternative. But then I was just like, I watched that whole video and I said, no, I watched this shit. We're going to talk about this now.
Hey, just from the first 11 seconds, this acting is awful.
Oh, his acting is terrible.
He is awful. His whole look is just bad. The hair, the tattoos.
Hear that song, Cody? Here we go. Watch it. Here we go. Your favorite singing in all types of music. This acting is fucking awful. I thought Vin Diesel was singing that for a moment, Cody.
Yeah, he could hop right in. You fit right there.
You got to read the comments. People took this shit deep, though. They was like, I think his girlfriend died, and he's in depression, and he believes he's talking to a girl. I was just like,
where the fuck did you get that from in this video? Like, what? Mm-hmm. He literally even ends the video saying it was great to hear your voice again. What is the fuck? So he's delusional now too? Like, what? It's hard to talk crying now?
Oh, this is really bad,
dude. This is fucking awful.
He got that fuckboy haircut, too.
What the fuck, wearing a tie?
Oh. I guess some girls next to him is deaf.
Yeah, that's what I, according to this one time right here. That's what I don't know how he got it there. I visibly communicated with me clearly through the video. Maybe they made a video they communicated, but I can fucking tell.
Watch the video now. Watch how, look at his movements.
Man,
what's wrong with him?
That's like a hand, boy. It's like a touch. Hard.
People, he's kind of like tall and linky too, and he's like throwing his hand. He's like, oh,
I got the Slender Man hands and shit.
Oh shit!
He's trying to escape him.
It's like he's having, he's a contortionist and shit. He's like, he got possessed by the exorcist.
I think his right arm got possessed.
I think his gayness is trying to come out. He's trying to hold it back.
Everybody in his band has a terrible fucking haircut.
Got that fuck boy haircut.
This dude's acting is so fucking terrible.
It's like the worst fucking
like, man, his facial expression does not match the context of what's going on in this song at all.
No. Oh, it sounds like he's like struggling to piss. He's been looking at this same photo for like 3 minutes.
Same
now.
Goddamn photo.
Look, he's damn, he is
high. Look.
Man, he looks so fucking goofy looking.
Lord.
Look at that hand, dude. That right hand. My fucking.
Conjure up spells and shit.
Motherfucking Harry Potter.
Doctor Strange. I think he opened up the multiverse.
He trying to bring Spider-Man back, Cody.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they got some candles lit right now. Shit, multiverse. Yeah. I think he's trying to bring Wanda back from the fucking WandaVision.
Yeah. Guys, watch what this man start doing with the mic. What's that mic do to you? He's up here trying to catch hands with the mic.
wait till the end of the video when he starts fucking with his tie. He really gets it. It's like, damn, is he trying to hang himself right now?
Yeah.
Man, here he goes, fucking with that tie.
Oh, Lord. This is my that scene when he's running down at the beach.
Yeah.
You know, you're that Michael B. Jordan video. That shit. You're chasing that white girl.
I'll never forget that, Cody. Come on, man. Yeah, I love when he gets into the chorus and that generic rock song kicks in. I just want to hear your voice.
Man going off.
He got more exhausted doing that than he did singing.
I'm about to say that. Oh, damn. Arm, man. That right arm deserves an Oscar.
I think this is where Trump got his hand movements from and shit.
I think so, yeah. or Trump got possessed by the same demon. This one
man, I need to know what demon they conjured up in the room right now.
Jesus Christ.
Like his inner gayness is trying to fight him right now. He's like, no, no, not you right now. God, this generic ass fucking guitar riff, dude. And look at him on the beach. Look like he's never seen a woman before. He's like,
yeah. Oh, female. It's a female. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Hold on, hand. Control yourself, hand.
And she's attractive. And I'm here and she's with me.
That motherfucker looks like a leech. This motherfucker looks like he looks like fucking Igor. Yes, master. Yes, yes. I bring.
Master. I fulfill the prophecy.
Master.
I've already brought him a female.
Yes.
A woman. A person of the opposite sex.
Yes.
I did it. Yes.
Yes.
we have pussy in the building in the hall.
I can get it in now. Yes.
Fucking drag or his master slaps the shadow and he's like, you idiot. And he's like, oh, master, I sorry. And
you know what he'd be great at is, you know, when you make you get the little lamp and put it in the dark and make the shadows, mm-hmm. making hand movements and shit like yeah. that. He'd be great at doing that shit. Probably scare a few kids.
You know that that dancing group, Jabberwockies, he should be in that.
Yeah, he's good.
Maybe on the hand movements and shit.
Maybe he should be on the QVC channel doing hand movements for fucking jewelry
yeah.
and shit.
Same probably. Yeah.
I think he's
actually maybe he shouldn't be shaking out that jewelry everywhere. He should be going all over the place. So he probably shouldn't do that.
Motherfucker, knock all the jewelry carrots out yeah. of shit and be like, damn, this shit was 16. Now that bitch mm-hmm. only got 13 in it. Yes. Could you imagine if they were doing the Olympics and they hand this nigga the torch? That nigga would shake the shit out that torch. He'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that shit would get unlit immediately. They'd have to relight that motherfucker. Yeah.
That motherfucker would be doing all kinds of flips. He should be a sign flipper for Subway.
He should, damn. That's probably what you're doing right now. I haven't heard from you for the sentence.
You should do that while singing this song. I just want to hear your voice.
Oh, shit.
So he don't even want to look at her no more on the beach. He's just like, I'm going to look at the sunlight.
Oh, man. I know I ain't made a hold in this shit. So I might as well just look away right now.
He's like, you know what? If I can't get a boner off her, then I guess I'm not in the way. He had the force of turning his head around. He should have me-too'd her. He's like, I guess I got to hug her. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm trying to hang her, son. Oh, shit. It was like a toy, a wind up toy. He pulled that shit. He was like, ah.
Oh, it's just so bad.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, shit. That was funny.
Oh, that fucking, that hand and that tie, Cody, just became like,
oh, one my another. God.
Damn. Oh, that hand is all over now.
Ooh,
man. Look at that dude from Chronicles of Riddick now. Oh,
shit. Oh, man.
Man, he should be a pastor.
Oh, God, I like how it ends with his horrible acting, too.
Oh, man. You can't keep that hand just from swinging like this.
No, that's just
like he's doing a cobra pose and shit. You just can't help it, Cody.
Oh my God! Thank you for that. That was fucking. That was brilliant.
Gotta wait for that last line.
Why? Oh my God! Don't pick up. You're so goddamn hard. Man. Ain't that goddamn hard?
Yeah, you ain't like you had caller ID back.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck, shit? Hey, really get that figured out. Oh man, so that was Hinder, Lips of an Angel, right there, Cody.
Oh, woo, brother. That was damn.
That was funny, wasn't it?
That was. I'm glad you brought that up.
You sipping on, Cody. Tell us what you sipping on.
Oh, right, my latest master creation right here. So I'll try my hand at making another margarita. I think I made one of these one of the previous months. I think I made a margarita. I don't remember.
Yeah, we did it. We did margarita in May back with tequila.
May, okay. May, yeah. Okay. Sounds all right.
Yeah.
So I tried my hand at it again. And I think I used mezcal last time as well. So this one also mezcal infused, but this time I made a spicy mezcal margarita.
These jalapenos?
I used jalapeno infused.
There you go.
Yes.
There we go. That's mm-hmm. my shit right there.
So
that's the best margarita ever.
So what I did, just to get like that true jalapeno flavor and heat, you don't just like cut up jalapenos and then just throw it in. No, you chop it up nicely fine. And then you grab a wooden handle, wooden spoon, and you mush it together a little bit.
Oh,
release all the essence. And then I throw it in the shaker. I threw some agave syrup in there. I threw lime juice. Obviously, I threw two different mezcals in there. Mont Blanc and Real Monero. So I threw two different mezcals in there. Half ounce each. So 3 ounces total.
I love mezcal or jalapeno margaritas. I always wondered how did they get the jalapenos in it. So you tell me they squish it and get the essence out of it.
Yeah, get the essence. Yep.
Wow. Because you never see actual jalapenos in the glass.
No. So you throw it in the shaker, lime juice, triple sec, thrown in there too. Honestly, the three tablespoons.
It's the best use of jalapenos I think I've ever had is in a margarita.
And you fill up half the sugar with ice, shake it up, get it nice and cold, get all the flavors infused, get all the mixed together. Pour into a glass, so that way you don't have to put ice in the glass. So the drink is already cold, so that you won't water down the drink.
Yeah,
that's the thing with that. And you don't get the chunks in there either, because you have the little filter on top of the shaker. Mm-hmm. So it's nice in there. The only thing I would change next time, on my next round, I would put one tablespoon less of the agave syrup, because it is a bit sweet. It's a bit sweeter stuff.
Yeah.
So I would dive like that. But otherwise, this is a delicious margarita. And I forgot to call the name. I call it the Miss Cody.
Okay.
That's what I'm calling
it. I just wanted you to get your drink out the way, because you made it earlier than I was like, oh, shit, let me get his drink out there before he gets
it. If I can get my rating out the way, I'll give it 2.5. I can improve. I like it. It's not my favorite one I've made. Definitely room for improvement on this one, but I think I'm on the right path with this one.
I tell you what, it's your best looking color, margarita.
Color is amazing, right?
I like the color.
Color is amazing.
It looks like lemon juice. So I love that color. It's got like this
a little green tint. Yep.
Yeah. I hope you call me late tonight so I can be like, "Why do if you have to call me?" People, whenever you get a late phone call now, I want you to sing that fucking lyric part.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta do that. You gotta do the same facial expressions too.
I don't even know how you do that.
Man, you got a point there.
That's true talent right there. Like that's
you got a point there.
He might actually be a really good actor for like a scene that you need something to be like creeped out by. Like maybe like if a symbiote takes control of him or something like that, and you got to show him like in fear and shit like that. Maybe he'd be great for that type of shit. Or like, you know, when Jim Carrey puts the mask on, he's shaking and shit like that. Maybe he'd be good for something like that. You know, I mean, there's use for him in Hollywood is what I'm saying, Cody. It's just not for.
I agree.
For a whole movie. It's for like a sequence. Maybe like when he gets the, oh, you know what, Cody? I found his perfect scene. Somebody edited him out. And since his hand is always out, put the infinity gauntlet on his ass and see how he's.
There'd be all kind of crazy shit happening. That glove wouldn't know what the fuck is going on. Are you trying to snap? You trying to create illusion? Trying to make a new reality? You trying to go back in time? I don't know what the fuck you're trying to do.
You know what? I'm just going to destroy your body.
Great.
He's moving so much, whatever and shit. The glove is confused. It's like, do I kill him or what? What do I do? Like, is he already having a seizure? So I really don't have to do shit. I mean, what did you think of that little trip back down to memory lane, Cody? Hinder.
Oh, Jesus. I do remember that song. I never knew the name of the band, but I remember that song, though.
Man,
I just want to hear your voice and see your face and not go away.
Fucking Hinder, man. Lips of a fucking angel, man.
I guess I might as well share my
well, he wrote the track for an ex-girlfriend, too.
Okay, I got it that.
And it's safe to say that she probably never got back with him after hearing that song.
I wonder why. She probably saw that video. I was like, oh, damn, I fucked that. Jesus Christ.
<What's wrong>, man? Why would I fuck a leech? Come on now. Oh, since we're talking about music then, Cody, go ahead. Share me the show.
All right, I'm going to send that to you right now. There you go. Should be on this way right there. And this came out of 2006, I believe. It's another one of them songs. I'm like, what are they trying to do? They used to play this on all those goddamn like Grey's Anatomies and those like doctor shows. All those shows used to play this one song, like promos.
I just watched this one last night too. I was looking at it. Because at first I was gonna put it for next week. I know it was called Random Fuck, but I was just like, I want to start off with like a song I already like. And I was thinking like, it's either gonna be this one or my honorable mention is this Hoobastank video.
Jesus Christ!
Remember Hoobastank, Cody?
Yeah.
Yeah. The song is called The Reason, the Hoobastank.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
The song
is you tie songs to like certain things that shouldn't be tied to for whatever reason. Yes. Like with this one, I tied this to Gears of War, the first game. Came out 2006. I remember that song was like real popular when Gears of War came out. Original Xbox 360 came out.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. That's all I always think about Gears of War, unfortunately. Gears of War is one of the greatest games of all time, but unfortunately, I pair it with this fucking song all the time. Come here, people used to blast that shit on Xbox Live. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what?
This shit is awful.
I'm gonna play Gears of War tonight after I work out, and I'm gonna play this song.
You should.
With
it. Yeah, you should.
Somber ass. That somber ass bullshit. Right? Mm-hmm. You look like a fucked up Mark Zuckerberg. Which I don't even know how that's possible. Mark Zuckerberg's already fucked up, so like, he's already fucked up looking.
Goddamn stubble. Where the fuck am I going on there? That doesn't look right.
You remember when people used to keep that shit, that little stubble shit, and it's like,
yeah, hey, yeah. He got the straps. Yeah, he's like a goddamn boy, dude. Stop trying to be a man. Like,
motherfucker looks like a motherfucker looks like a D-level Ed Sheeran right now.
He does.
I'm in love with the shape of you. Hey Cody, you got to get that fucking eye shot in, right? Like,
yeah.
What is he looking at? Godzilla right now? Looking at him in the eye?
Like one of them eye makeup fucking ads.
Oh, dude, maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, this nigga singing sucks. Like, this singing fucking sucks.
My politely, and I don't know why.
Damn, why all these kids look like they were beaten and abused and shit like that? Like,
yeah, Jesus Christ,
what's going on here? That one girl in the front, though, she looking like, I don't trust this nigga. I don't trust this motherfucker at all.
Motherfucker who sound like that?
Yeah, he told me.
He got that fucked up facial hair.
My parents told me a check would be cut for this. Now.
Yeah. That motherfucker, 19 years old, already losing his hair. Something not right here.
Yeah, I don't understand this. You stare politely right on. Oh, people, first of all, the name of this song is called How to Save a Life. It's the Fray. Yes.
Yeah, step one, how to save life. Don't listen to this bullshit. Yeah, that's step one right there.
Step two, don't even press play.
Yeah,
there you go. This shit got 241 million views, too. Like, what the fuck? Yeah,
this shit was the heat back then, man. Oh, he building up.
Do you know who he looked like? He looked like a live action version of Doug from
Oh my god, he does look like Doug. What the fuck? Oh shit.
I'm waiting for the rest of his band to look like Skeeter and the rest
of the Patty at?
That was the girl in front. Oh my god, dude, I hated this fucking chorus, dude. I remember this.
Oh yeah, you remember this?
Hell yeah.
How to save a life.
He's another one of these dudes who likes to paint when he's singing.
I love how he's shaking to me. You know when you see like John Legend or Alicia Keys play the piano, they like smooth.
Yeah, it's cool. Queen.
This motherfucker.
Yeah. We're exercising. Why everybody always exercising demons in these videos, man? I'm getting it.
I hate to be racist here, but I'm gonna go ahead and be racist.
Shit.
This is where just black people just got smoothness and coolness when we play instruments and shit. Like you see Silk Sonic playing them instruments in that video, and they like vibe with fucking playing it. And you just like, is he gotta take a shit and he's shaking because he's holding it in? Or like, what is he doing? Like,
yeah, take a shit. Yeah, that's bad directing. You direct your actors. You know, this is done before you start shooting the video.
Cody, this band looks so goddamn bland, and
they if they're not looking like fucking idiots or fuckboys, they're bland as fuck. It's one or the other.
They look like some vanilla midgets, all right? Like, yeah.
They look like, dude. Oh, God, dude. They got this emotionally manipulative imagery in here with these sad-ass kids and shit. They got these caterpillars. They got these random-ass bugs and shit.
So why are they doing math and it's breaking in pieces? Like, is that what's depressing these kids that they got to take
math? So basically, what I'm gathering is this is like a suicide prevention sort of video going on. I think that's what this is.
Suicide prevention is cool. Because, you know, they actually do help people. But don't fuck it up with shitty music, please.
Yeah, that's the problem here.
Yeah, those people are actually trying to
help. I'm all for the message. It's just the way you go about it in the video.
Yeah.
I'm taking it from an artistic standpoint. Not taking anything away from that. It's good. Yeah, it's good. You're about that. I'm just talking about from a purely artistic standpoint.
Yeah.
This shit is trash.
Yeah, because it's making me want to commit suicide. So. Yeah, it's that bad. I'm looking like this girl right here right now. I'm just like, man.
Yeah, why the show to this goddamn shoot?
Could you imagine showing up to like an acting gig to this and be like, all right, the director looking, he's like, all right.
Oh, man.
Beautiful what you're doing. It's beautiful. I love it.
Shit.
What I need you to do though now is,
oh, man.
I need you to look as miserable as fuck right now.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, to help you with that, I'm going to slap the shit out of you right now. Wait, you going to do what? I'm going to slap the shit out of you right now. You about to look miserable.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh.
girl jump off that large fucking chair.
They had this song in like every goddamn trailer and shit too. Coming out.
You know, there was always some shit they had to have that song to just get the audience to cry or whatever, feel something.
And
they
couldn't do it themselves. And you know the fucked up part about this song? Man, we barely 57 seconds into this shit. I'm still talking shit. But anyway, the fucked up part about it is this one of them goddamn songs that don't never end. Like they were playing this shit like at least 5-7 years ago still too. Fucking with trailers or whatever it may be. And it's just like, all right, we still using that shitty ass song because nobody has licensing fees to it or something like that. Like, what are we doing here? I'm sure there's other depressing songs you could play like that. What's that song, 7 Years? Or by, I forgot the fucking name. That so sappy ass shit. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, dude, just go ahead and jump off the bridge already. Like, whatever, what are you going to do here?
Yeah.
Is that girl creating a spirit bomb with her hands in the air? Shit. Damn, shit. They got some Dragon Ball Z shit going on here. Like, holy shit.
Tie in.
This dude ugly as fuck, dude. People, you think I look horrible? Jesus Christ, dude. I look like fucking Michael B. Jordan compared to this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look at this fucked up looking Zac Efron looking motherfucker.
Yeah, like, you too hard on yourself, man.
Look at this guy. This dude ugly as fuck, too. Shit. Damn, shave that shit off, dude. Look at that little peach fuzz mustache you got on.
Yeah, man. Hey, he's growing. He's coming to a man.
That shit look like a Hitler stash grown out.
Don't be so hard on the boy right there, man. Come on, man. You're trying. You're trying. Not hard enough, but you should.
Damn. Hold on. I'll go back to this dude real quick. All right.
Man, I don't know how people can be uplifted by this song. This shit is making me more depressed.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's gonna make me.
Man, I ain't lying. Like, this shit is making me depressed. This shit is a slog.
This dude is trying to sit here wondering, like, why am I listening to this shit?
Yeah. I should be at a fucking Scooby Doo audition. Why the fuck am I here right now?
I should be playing Shaggy. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Fifteen is Let It Go. By the way, that's number 15.
Yeah, let this shit go.
Oh my god,
range though.
How the fuck do you make it to the end of this song? It's 4 minutes and 20. How do you get to the end of this shit? Like, how do you do it?
Lord,
I pray to God he hears you. You know what? Let me say a prayer there real quick.
And you got Jermaine praying, man. That's a first.
Hey, dear God. It's your old pal, good old JB. I know you hate me. You know, I understand.
Oh, shit.
You know, I don't really ask for much. You blessed me with a beautiful family and a great career. And, well, you ain't really done much shit after that. You didn't really even do that. I had to work for that. But, you know, but I was just wondering if you could just do me this one solid thing or whatever. You know, I mean, you could just like, could stop shitting on my life so well. That'd be great. Make things a little easier for the black community. That'd be great. I'd like to stop being a fair to being a police. And I'd like you to erase this memory from my song, this song from my memory. If you could just do that, that'd be fucking amazing. I guess I got to go back to Hinder and see them cast that spell that makes them forget your identity and shit. Because, oh, and also, can I have $1 million too? Thank you.
Just saying. Yeah. Just saying.
Amen. It is Sunday, so you got to get the prayer out.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. I mean,
why does this band look like Where's Waldo?
I'm telling you, dude, this is a pain to get through.
It really is, dude. I know.
We don't have to finish this fucking video. It's bad.
Look at this.
Like, it's a pain. It's not like a fun bad either.
This like,
I'm like that motherfucker right now.
It's like, oh gosh,
this goddamn song. The fray.
What do you do if you go to a concert and hear this?
Yeah, well, you just put your lighters up, or whatever. Is this one of them concerts? I can't imagine you doing anything else. Like, you can't like rock to this shit. You can't rock it. You can't be like doing all this shit. You can't do any of that. But he's like slowly sway back and forth.
I'm gonna try to jack off to this song. We'll find out.
Yeah, maybe find a purpose for it.
Yeah,
maybe that's it.
Find some purpose for it. Yeah, let's leave the meaningful, thoughtfulness songs to like someone like John Legend or something like that. Let's keep it that way. I can actually understand him. So, I have not understood not one lyric from this dude. I'm starting to think Vin Diesel's not really that bad now, actually.
No, compared to these last two dudes, hell no. No, he fits right in. Exactly. No, he should have came out in this era. He probably had a successful career.
I was just about to say, I think he's in the wrong era, Cody, and he should have came out.
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
And he would have taken the fuck in.
Yeah, luckily he had the movie career taking off, because otherwise, yeah.
Well, maybe he was trying to pull Idris Elba, Cody. Maybe the movie career was just to get to the music career.
Maybe.
Which maybe, is the most ass backwards thing I've ever fucking heard. But hey, whatever. You know, it's Idris Elba. You know, he's kind of an idiot, but you know. You know what? Let me not shit on Idris Elba, the driss, for his passion, Cody.
The driss. Mm-hmm.
Let me not shit on his passion, Cody.
Hey, he's living on his passion, man.
Yeah, he got the passion. He got to act and make shitty songs. And shitty movies for the most part, too.
Oh my god.
Is this guitar man even doing anything? It looks like they ain't. No, he's not. Both of them just like they're just standing there.
They're just miming.
Damn, we should have got hired for this then.
They're playing air guitar.
Yeah, the drummer's over there. He's not making any. They're like, we don't want to fuck this up. We're lip singing this shit. You know they only got a record deal is because of the song, right? It was probably like, we could use
that. This shit about to take off. We could use this all the Grey's Anatomies and all the spinoffs.
Fucking marketing on this would be really fucking great. Like, yeah.
I remember Practice, ER, all that shit.
And the dude was like, I got other songs. Like, no, we don't need to listen to them other songs.
We got it right here.
We got it right here. We'll sign you. Please don't ever sing to us again. And Yeah, we'll get this out there. We'll make stars.
Hey, man, check out my full dumb nod. Keep that shit.
No. You can keep it.
You good.
What's my album?
Don't worry about it.
He's like, what's my album contract? Oh, don't worry about that.
All right, you good, man. You get residuals and all that shit.
Yeah. We'll pay
you. Step of life.
Yeah, we just need this song for, like you said, like ER and other shows. And like when they do like Suicide Hotline commercials or whatever, we can play this song in the background. We get a residual off that. And you'll get your check for it. Don't worry. But
yeah,
I got this one song. But no. Look, nigga, we don't need to hear no more goddamn. Yeah, we didn't told you now. We got your fucking record, all right? Get the fuck out of my office, please. Okay? Does Sony do the Purdue? Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Like, they never drop no N-word, but I've heard them say, get the fuck out of my office now. Please don't.
I've been to get close many times. They probably ain't being racist about it. It's
if you don't get your white piece of trash ass out of here, I swear to God right now. Okay.
This is a white person saying this too much.
I done told you, motherfucker, you got it, all right? Now, you don't fucking listen to shit. I've heard phone calls and be like, you ignorant motherfucker, you. Like, it's funny because those people are cool, but like, we just like keep bothering them and get on their bad. Like, almost like they ghetto side comes out. Like, hold on, I didn't fucking told you over and over again. You go, leave me the fuck alone. When they left the room, they were just like, you think he got the message?
Shit.
So we've listened to 2 minutes and 46 seconds of this.
Ooh, we don't have to finish it, brother.
But I want to ask a question. Is there any memorable verses out of this at all that you understood?
You just had to say your life, and I only understand that because it's the name of the song.
I have no idea what he's talking about, honestly. If we wasn't watching this video, I wouldn't even know this is about suicide prevention.
I wouldn't. I had no idea until I just saw this now. All these years later, I had no fucking clue.
Same here. I didn't either. I never watched a video until. And part of it is because I can't understand a word he's fucking saying. You notice when alternative rock singers like gotta sing, even when they're just singing, not without the rock, they just want to sing. They always got them drums and mouth and.
Yeah, I was like in pain.
Yeah, it's like, damn, relax, dude.
Yeah, just fucking sing.
Why was there?
You don't take that much goddamn effort. I know it doesn't.
Why was there a burger with a caterpillar by it?
I didn't notice a burger. What the fuck? Yeah, I remember the caterpillar. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah,
I see it.
Yeah, you see that fucking burger?
Yeah, okay.
That shit looked dry as motherfucker, too, just like this song.
Probably got it from Burger King.
Yeah.
alive.
Hey, Burger King that bad? I haven't been there in years.
Burger King's fucking awful.
Really?
Burger King's the worst.
Damn.
It's like, it was literally the worst. It's the worst fucking fast food joint, period, on the planet Earth.
Mm. Oh, next to Arby's?
Yes. Oh, I never had Arby's. I don't know. Maybe Arby's. Ooh,
man.
Burger King's fucking awful.
Mm. For my fast food burgers, see, like I grew up in Compton, I'm like going to like Louis or Tam's or something like that. But if I had to go to like a Burger King, McDonald's, I always went like Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr. maybe. But I was always more of a Wendy's kind of guy. Wendy's my shit, right?
Same here. I like Wendy's.
The problem with fucking Wendy's, you got to travel a distance to get to that motherfucker. You know?
Yeah, especially in LA for some fucking reason. They all spread apart and shit. Like, damn, why can't I meet Wendy's as McDonald's out here?
I think in like
or West fucking LA, Starbucks.
I think like in West LA, there's like two fucking Wendy's, right? Like one by
my team. I'm about to say, they have a Wendy's in West LA? Shit, I haven't thought.
I think there's that Wendy's in Culver City, right? And
there's that one. I don't
and
know
then
that
there's the one by
La Quinta. Oh, yeah, right? There is that one. Yeah, like the Inglewood area, kind of.
Yeah. There's fucking three, probably, like in the old city of LA. They just opened one up over here by my house or whatever and shit, but it's kind of trash ass there. So I tend to not fuck with that one. But yeah, Wendy's is like they must not want you to eat that shit, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
But they got the best nuggets and shit, if you ask me. So
yeah, better than all the other shit I've tried as far as fast food goes.
I'm in a rush. Jack in the Box hits the spot right there. Because it's like McDonald's. It's fucking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, number one is love. So that's how you say
love.
Love. Okay. Love saves lives. Okay. 80, number 86 is open up. Okay. Oh, well. All right.
That was the How to Save Your Life by The Fray, people. Yeah.
That band is horrible. And
Fucking awful. That song is awful. The video is awful.
I feel like wearing a necktie and pretending I'm Hinder for a moment right now. Just shaking that shit out of that motherfucker. You know, just shaking that shit like... I gotta shake the shit out of this. Yank the hell out of it or anything like that. So, what would you give that song, Cody?
I guess a mighty old fuck it.
Oh, okay.
And a no drop. I guess a no drop and a fuck it.
Yeah, I think the same for the Hinder. I'm gonna leave it up. Well, leave it. Fuck that on that. You know, fuck it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we're on the same page here.
Yeah, I think so, Cody. I think we can agree with that one or whatever. So you gave your margarita 2.5. So I made
2.5.
I decided to keep it a little bit simple too on this cocktail, whatever. I made an old fashioned.
Old fashioned, okay.
That many old fashions, so I was like, well, let me go ahead and try it. But instead of bourbon, I actually used rye, since I'm getting into ryes now and stuff like that. So. I used Michter's Toasted Barrel Strength Rye.
Very nice.
I use Steering's Simple Syrup. And then I use some Angostura or Aromatic Bitters.
Okay.
So I use teaspoons. I used about 2 drops of bitters in there. I use 1 tablespoon of simple syrup. And I use my jigger, 2 ounces for the Michter's. Stirred it up a little bit. I got one of those long stirring straws or whatever. I was going to drop an ice in there or whatever, but I was like, well, that shit will melt and probably fuck the whole drink up, so I don't want to do that here. And that's what we came out with. It's beautiful. I mean, not really much going to be changing color from the actual Michter's.
Right.
I've been sipping on it. And I got the same complaint that you have, which makes me drop my record on it, or my rating on it, is it's too sweet.
Too sweet, yep.
Yeah. It's just 1 tablespoon, Cody, and like I taste a lot of the syrup in this motherfucker. I'm like,
Yeah, man, you don't realize it, but that syrup, man, that should get real sweet. You can dilute the flavor of the alcohol a lot if you're not careful with that shit.
You need like a baby spoon type spoon.
That's all you really need.
Yeah, because like you taste a lot of that shit, and it's just like, I don't want that much sugar on my
cocktail.
Look, there's some cocktails I probably do. It's just not this one. I don't want my old fashioned a little too sweetie. And the one thing it does is it dilutes the spiciness of the Michter's Toasted Barrel, which I like the spiciness of it. And that is no longer there. It is like straight sugar cane. It tastes like sugar cane. But it's really good because I gave my sister some and she said, "Ooh, that's really clean." I was just like, So, like, I guess I did a good job. I did what I was supposed to do, if you will. Like, people would like the cocktail, especially if you don't tell them what's in it and shit like that, and that you, I use a rye over a bourbon. It's just not for me, because I think you said it on a beer review you did last month that, like, you just don't prefer too sweet. And I'm with you on that one. Like, don't get me wrong, people. I love sweetness. I love sweets. I eat sweets like fucking crazy sometimes, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's something about your drinks. There is a thing where it's like too much sweet. And it's amazing that one fucking tablespoon of syrup can make that shit this sugary. It's solid. It's an okay drink. It's just something I don't think I would ever pour again, because like I don't like all that. Like it tastes like all the caramel and stuff like in it. It just turned into like kind of a wax oily flavor and touch. So, and like all the oakiness kind of like all melted in there. So
yeah,
it's called an old fashioned, but shit, I'm gonna use my old name here. I'm gonna call this a fashion phenom. Play off the phenomenal one there, whatever. So
I like that a lot. That's a cool fucking name.
Fuck a like old fashioned bitch. Just a phenom.
That'll be a cool name too. Fuck old fashioned.
Yeah. Fuck old fashioned. I'm gonna write that in the description. Fuck a old fashioned. Yeah. It's a fashion phenom right here. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that one. 2.5, Cody. This is
Okay. Wow, same page all around today so far. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, this just, it's fine. It's good and stuff like that. I would probably make this for other people, but for me, man, I would probably try it with a baby spoon or something like that.
So, yeah, lesson learned here, folks. Unless you like sweet shit, ease up on the fucking syrup. Chill out on the syrup. Just relax.
Yeah, because, it loses intenseness. It's really sugar. It tastes like a sugar cane, honestly, Cody. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there going like, ooh. You know what's crazy, though, is the smell is still there of the mixtures toasted. Like, I still get all the aroma of it, but on the taste.
Yeah, I noticed another thing, too. I didn't mention the mouthful of mine, a bit too thick. Mm. I like mine. This is almost too syrupy. And that's not a problem, too. I like mine almost like a medium kind of nice little balance, not like too watery. You know, nice, something that like nicely sits on the tongue nice. This one is just a bit too thick, viscous.
I don't really
like that with my margaritas.
I don't like my margaritas thick. I like it right in the middle balance.
When I'm drinking margaritas, I think it's something like refreshing.
Yeah.
Something light.
Yeah.
This is not really doing that right now.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
You know what? And to compare with my drink, I think it's the syrup, honestly. Because I agree with you on that one. I think it's the fucking syrup. That syrup is heavy as shit. Jesus Christ. What am I supposed to do with this whole goddamn bottle, Cody?
That's going to last you a lifetime.
Yeah, I got this people at this bottle at Pavilions for like $6.99. Look how big this motherfucker is. Like this.
That's a big ass bottle, man.
And I only use a tablespoon, Cody. Yeah, like Cody said, this is going to last me a fucking decade, maybe, or whatever. Because. Wow, it even says stirring for whiskey. Oh, they even give you ingredients for like whiskey sours and better cocktails and the South Side. It's a cane sugar cocktail syrup. It tastes like a sugar cane, so I'm getting more of that than anything else, whatever. You get a little bit on the finish as the mixer's there, but Jesus Christ, I didn't realize one tablespoon would overpower a fucking glass like that. Man, fuck stirring. I might want to shake this next time.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe that's what the ice cube is for, then.
Yeah.
Probably waters it out a little bit and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I probably should have put the ice cube in there, though.
So.
Yeah, 2.5, though. I'm not blown away by it as I was on the first week here with my first drink.
Yeah, so room for improvement all around.
Oh, yeah, easily here. But not bad. I mean, I don't think anybody would be mad at this drink if I gave it to them. So at least our cocktail skills have improved this month, if we could say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've learned a lot this month so far. I've learned a lot, actually.
I've been
having a lot of fun making these cocktails.
You've learned that you need candles and a necktie to, like, you know,
some reason out of you.
Man, and you've learned 86 ways how to save a life. So
yes.
All 86. I don't even think he went over 86, but whatever.
No, way, well, man, it's just a bunch of noise.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe that. So people, for next week, I guess next week will be our random what the fuck episode, if you will, of alternative music or alternative rock for the 2000s here. Oof. I mean, and the funny thing is, I got like five or six more.
So I don't know if I can find a couple more, but there's one in mine I got particular, like, oh yeah, this shit.
So next week, here's the rundown, people. We're gonna probably do like an hour. The longest probably like an hour to 20 minutes or whatever and stuff. Hour show. It's just gonna be random alternative music of on YouTube, whatever they recommend.
Yeah, we're just gonna let that shit play. Just let that shit play.
It's just gonna play, and we're gonna make some cocktails. We're gonna be sipping that in the background. Mm-hmm. And we're just gonna be listening to our childhood. Yeah.
Yes, the wonderful nuanced tunes of the 2000s.
Yeah, we're going to listen to our childhood.
That alternative rock.
We're going to get nostalgia about our childhood, our CH-hood, you know? So, yes. Jesus Christ, that music was so trash, dude. I'm going to start it off with Hoobastank, Cody. You ready for some Hoobastank?
ready for that stank? The Hoobah variety.
They're going to put that stank on the Hoobah. So, yeah. So, anyway. I brought a glass in. I was going to make more of these if I enjoyed it, but nah, I ain't doing it.
You probably good on that right now.
I feel like I got to go work out for an hour just after sipping this one glass.
Yeah, I know that feeling, yeah.
I got to go burn off the diabetes, so. Was that one of the ways of how to save a life?
I think that was one. I think that was on lit video because the video was too short, but I think it was another 86, yeah.
How to save your diabetes. You just get on a treadmill, run it out. Now.
Make sure you drink Gatorade with it. Gotta restore your electrolyte before you get dehydrated. I'm letting you know how to save your ass.
People, wait for next week when we do our remix version.
I save your ass.
Oh, man, we should record our own version. Called the remix, How to Save Your Ass. Right?
When you drink and drive, you pull over. You back home.
So if there's any people listening to this that play instruments, please let me and Cody know. We'll come to you and we'll...
We got a project for you.
We'll perform for you.
We're going to do something.
We'll perform with way more soul than this motherfucker did. Oh, man. So when Cody plays Gears of War, he can listen to his own self singing them.
Yep. I love it. I love it.
How to save an ass in Call of Duty. You just get down, baby. You got that bullet. Make sure you got a quick trigger finger before your ass gets shot up. How to buy a PlayStation 5. You just go to the store. You redeem your credits. You be going ass on.
Man, this would be like the perfect template for like guide songs. Like, you know, steps.
Oh, we should do one. How do we do the last drop? We'd be like,
record last drop with JB and Cody. You can sing the song and you get your drink and glass.
And make sure you give your consent. Otherwise, your ass is getting sued.
You get a glass, you get a bottle.
Before you get me tooed.
Might get canceled podcasting with JB and Cody, but you don't say that out loud. You know that you be me too, but you can't be clean. You got to do the do. You know that.
That shit just keeps going too. It just never ends. Like, it just keeps rolling. It's like, damn, is there a hook to this motherfucker? Like, what?
I ain't no hook to this shit. It's just like two ranges, like two vocal pitches.
Oh, I think eight people committed suicide listening to this episode after hearing this. They just say, oh, hell no. Hey,
don't be surprised. Yeah, I never dropped this week.
You're going to see motherfuckers jumping out the window like an invitation. Shit, just be like, oh, hell no.
It'll be like that Shyamalan movie. What's the happening? Motherfuckers like laying for the lawnmower and shit.
Remember in like a Family Guy when they would look at Meg and they would set themselves on fire? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what they do. When they hear that shit, they go like, oh my God. Remember when that Care Bear committed suicide in Family Guy?
Yeah.
Like that motherfucker dove into that truck and shit. She was like, Mr. Care Bear, no. And he looked at her, lost
shit.
Saw that truck coming, he just went, that's our audience right now after hearing us sing that shit for an extended version. So if you play guitar and drums out there and you want to do a remix version, please let us know. We'll write lyrics. Oh, well, we actually don't have to write shit. We just show up and we'll freestyle it.
Yeah, should we get in? Yeah, sure, out the cuff, man. Ain't no fucking lyrics.
Yeah, that's going to be our new theme song. It's How to Podcast with JB and Cody.
Mm-hmm, yep. We really should do that, man. That's actually fucking brilliant.
That might be the Christmas song. How to Celebrate Christmas with JB and Cody.
How to Celebrate Christmas with JB and Cody. And get some mistletoe. But don't kiss me. You give me today. And you know that you better get consent before you press play or record now. You know you got...
I think my neighbor's saying, shut the fuck up.
Shut up, nigga.
You're going to hear a gunshot blast.
I love the guitar. That's the type of song that make people go racist. Like, nigga, if you don't shut up,
God damn.
Like, whoa, did Mr. Walker just say that? Like, he's like, you goddamn right, nigga.
Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up.
Ooh, man. All right, I'll be quiet. It'd be like that scene in that Dave Chappelle skit when he had John Mayer and he was performing in front of that barbershop.
Oh, yeah.
And that one dude, oh, shut the fuck up.
Dude, that is the greatest shut the fuck up I've ever seen, man.
Is that look on
I
his
love
face?
It. It's like he said it. Hey, yo! That pause. Shut the fuck up.
He had his fucking blunt in his hand, too. He was just like...
Dude, he's taking mad. He was trying to watch the game. Where's all you watching?
Oh, he was pissed. He was pissed as fuck. Oh, that shit was so fucking hilarious. He was he just looking disgust on his face, too, like...
Watch her.
Hold on.
Hey, yo.
Oh, man. Oh.
Oh man, John Mayer.
Oh, here we go. Shut the hell up. Oh damn.
Oh shit.
Oh, goddamn ass. Oh man, that look on his face was fucking priceless. I just remember the look on his face. He just looked at him and was like, he was disgusted and shit. That's how people gonna be looking at us when we sing that song. Like,
oh man,
if there ever was a need for a fast forward
button. Here we go, right here. Every experiment needs a control. Now,
right now, me and John are at a barbershop in Harlem. Everyone here is... People, let me give you a background. He's at a barbershop in Harlem full of black and Latino people, and he's got a white dude with an electric guitar with him in New York City of Harlem. How do you think this is going to work out for him?
The black let's see how electric guitar works on
them. Black people in New York don't want to hear that. Black people anywhere don't want to hear that shit.
Okay, go.
He got that blunt in his mouth. He's out. They all look like they day was just ruined.
Everybody. And that barber sat next to him. He looked real mad.
Even the Latinos.
Yeah. And that lady too. Look like, mad. Look real irritated.
Hey, yo.
Shut the
up. Oh, that delivery is perfect, man.
Oh, you see that Latino dude at the end though? The dude just cutting hair with the wrist. Man, he looks disgusted as shit. He's like, oh, what the fuck is that? That's so funny that like black and Latinos, we're so different in culture, but yeah, we agree one thing. White people suck. Anyway. No.
Shut the f up.
That's the best.
Let's see how the blacks respond to drums.
First of all, you in New York City with Questlove. Come on now. Mm-hmm. That's Questlove right there.
Yeah.
People younger probably listening is going like, who the fuck is that?
Questlove?
What? 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 Hey, bust off freestyle.
I can't see it. Charge
the eye. Charge to the three. Ooze pass a pride. Oh! You about to do a Spanish next? That shit had me rolling, man. He said, all you gotta do is throw in some gibberish Spanish words, and they start thinking, Buenos noches, señor.
But I think I got the remedy. What would happen if I incorporated within that an electric piano? Sanchez, go!
This reminds me of that movie I saw with Dasha Planko and then recently, and she just started dancing, and I was just like, oh my God. And then all my boyhood fantasies came to true, and the life and everything was perfect. And like, hey, God, it's your old friend up here again, JB.
I'm praying again. Damn, that's twice one episode. That's a record.
You just do that for me. That'd be great. But if you can't, I guess we just not communicating properly then. Once I understand how you learn how to communicate with you, sir, I'll promise I'll be there. All right, people, that's the end of the show there. I've communicated with God twice. You heard two shitty ass, I guess you heard three shitty songs of that Vin Diesel song. You'll never forget that one. And then you got two drinks that were, room for improvement as far as, and the improvement is just don't add syrup.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, it's the gist of it.
Don't add syrup. So with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same,
and glasses will never be dry.